Let's finish off our discussion of Knossos. There's much more, obviously, to talk about. We'll do some of our talking next year for sure. Let's just finish off what we can, and then try to get, we'll for sure start with Harshaw as well. Okay, so regarding the Ramban, a few people asked me about the Ramban, so I just want to go through the lines very, very quickly. What I was trying to show is that the Ramban has two deos, or three deos, basically. And very, very, very quickly, what is the relationship between the sugya in Ksuvis on Membeis Amud Aleph, which weighs both with regard to Enon Amar Shvu Labanov and Shvus HaPikadon, right? And the question is whether that, you know, you can bechalik between them in either direction, and also whether or not Knas Habas is any different, whether Shvus HaPikadon is unique. The possibility, in other words, of Knas being treated in a singular fashion, even L'Achar Hamada B'din. Again, you have to go through the Shak of Tari there. Well, with the Rashi and the Tosis and the Ramban and the Rishonim there, I'm not going to do that now because it'll take us forever. Not forever, but it'll take us too long. So, you know, that's something to do. Together with the Sugadar, as I mentioned, on the Mechas and the Beis, and Yesh Beger Bekever, and that's also part of the, and the Sugad Bava Kavadav Ayin Aleph, and Bokar Velo Chatzi Bokar, or Hei Chatzai Bokar. So you have to go through all that very, very carefully. But obviously, any possibility that Knas retains its status, La'achar, Hamada B'din, La'achar Gemardin, even though it's perfectly clear for many Gemaras, for most Gemaras, that Motive Knas no longer is going to be Potter. And that, again, you have the Gemara, explicit Gemara in Makos, Staf Hei Amud Aleph, that we read, which is that Legabe Hazama, he's certainly a Bar Chiyuva, La'achar Hamada B'din. There are numerous Gemaras that make it clear that if the Din Torah is not about a trigger of knas, but it's about the question of edus, about a gabardin of knas. In other words, is a din Torah about not, you know, what took place, but, you know, whether Bezdin found somebody guilty of chi of knas. So there are a number of sugyas that make it perfectly clear that we don't treat that as knas. So if notwithstanding all that evidence that, you know, gabardin certainly is transformative in some way. It certainly eliminates Motive B'Knas. But, you know, more than that, it seems to have a transformative effect. It's still, we think, you know, either with regard to Enon Amarish Knas Labanov, even if it's limited to Onus and Pitui, but certainly if it's more expansive, or to Shvus HaPikadon, or possibly to Shvus HaEdus, that we still treat Knas as being, you know, not Mamon. So obviously, it's not the direct factor of Modo Miftar. It's possibly Modo Miftar as characterizing shame knas, and the general idea that certain dinim still depend either on that shame or on the fact that the original chiyuv isn't a quid pro quo. I'll get back to this in a second. Kind of a chiyuv, but is rather kind of an onesh or a chovas hagavra, etc. And that's why that Gemara in Ksat Shaklavatari in Ksuvis is important. And the Rishonim that are discussing whether or not our sugya and Lamed Gimel Lamed Aleph, and by extension, I guess, now, well, that's not even just by extension, but, and of course, the sugya and Shvus HaPikadon are talking about La'achar Gemardin, become like a very, very important issue. So what I was trying to get from the Ramban is that the Ramban seems to have two deos about this question, but also the language is important. So the first, the heavy odesh is that knas shechiyev bo Rabbi Lazar kagon she'amad bedin, right? That's what he says. Aval lo amad bedin lekula alma patur, the halav kofer mamonhu di modelo nami patur. So ella b'she'amad bedin hu depligi. So that is the key line that we're talking about. What we have to remember is that either way, the befoal impact of Imoda Miftar is off the table, because at this point there's no Hodah. So we're talking about a case where Imoda Miftar is a shiur in the shame mamon, the nature of the chiyuv, whatever you want to say, the shame knas, but where it's eliminated as a factor in knossos more directly. Again, you could also say the Rambam's pshat, all of that is fine and good. But basically also the Lashon is important, because basically what the Ramban is saying is that according to Rabbi Elazar, right, in a situation of, that there are two things being stated here. One is that the argument between Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Akiva is post-Gemar Din, and that of course is very, very important, especially for Shitas Rabbi Akiva, that it's still Potur. But the other interesting thing about it is that what the Ramban is assuming is that the Kula Alma, that's even Rabbi Eliezer, that everybody will agree that there is no chiyuv kodem amada b'din, right? Even though the modo miftar in this particular case is again still off the table. So that's chiyuv or ablazus kodem amada b'din of language of alomad b'din the kula amapater to halav kofer mamonu. So that just isn't befoal true, right? Because on the shuas edus level, it is kviras mamon at that point. But this has to be a characterizing of the nature of the chiyuv statement. So this is the statement that says that shuas edus depends, again, another one of these statements, not only on befoal chiyuv, but also on the shame, and that the shame is compromised lekula alma, kodem, even kodem gemar din, because of the potential of hodah, even though there's no befoal hodah in this particular case. That's the first day of the Ramban, and that's why I say it's mechudash on all sides, in a way. In a way, right, once you have such a strong view on kodem amada b'din, right, that even when you've eliminated the effect of the hodah, lemaisa, the hodah characterizes, it's not as strange, you know, or it's not such a leap, it's still a little bit of a leap, but it's not such a leap to say, well, maybe Rabbi Akiva will go even further and say that this shame, knas, you know, exists and is koveya, even la'achar gemar din. You could still draw the line there, but it's not so terrible, because at minimum, you know, we're taking a perspective which emphasizes, you know, the uniqueness, the singular nature of knasos versus mum. The second pshat in the Ramban seems to go back on that, if I'm reading it correctly. V'yesh lefarish, hadar minin hachal Rabbi Elazar chayv l'Rabbi Akiva pator, lav mishum dagar minin mipikadon, d'hasam shayne dikfiros dvarim bi'almahu, v'imoda lemiftar. Aval hacha di asu umnesadi chayv l'Rabbi Elazar, right, chayavim, dagar minin mipikadon kol tviyas mam v'yesh lo chayv. El d'Rabbi Akiva pator mishum tasiv me'ela, right, aval gav v'pikadon efshar d'imobad b'din chayv l'kulam. So again, I'm not 100% sure, because I think there is another way to read this line in the Ramban. In the end, I don't think it matters so much because we have our range. But I think what the Ramban is saying here is, no, maybe what I just said before is too extreme, or at least it's too extreme that Kula Alma have to agree, right? Because the Ramban isn't just saying that Kodem Gemar Din, Lekula Alma, there's a shame, Knas, even when you've eliminated the befoal impact of Hodah. He's saying that that is so true that there can't even be a point of Machlokas on that. So now he's saying, I think in the second day, but that isn't true exactly. Maybe the Machlokas from Elazar and Rabbi Akiva is gufa on the question whether or not modo miftar is disruptive only when it's possible, or it's always disruptive. In other words, does it really affect shame, momon, or not? Or maybe another way to look at it would be to say that there's a korban shvuas eidos question, namely whether or not we care about shame mamon, or we only care about befoal chiyuv mamon. So maybe there isn't a shame mamon, but maybe the chiyuv mamon would be enough. So that daya, I think, would be the second day in the Ramban. Again, I think is another way to read it, even within that still being lachar gemar din. But I think this works better. I think it's the simpler pshat. And then what he's saying is, you can't really learn that so much from Shusa Pikadon, just like Tosis was saying, because in the end of the day, there's another reality in Kodem Gemar Din in Shusa Pikadon, and that is that the Mechayev is the Kfira of the Baldavar, and the Baldavar's alternative is Hodah, which is Poteras. So, you know, you don't have anything comparable to that in Shuas Eidos. It's not the same. And consequently, you know, Shuas Eidos is kind of left on its own. But this is the Safek. The Safek is about the nature of Knossos, or the Safek is about the chiyuv of carbon shuas eidos or some combination thereof. And then when he adds avol gabe pikadon efshar demamad bedin chayiv lekol alma, what he's saying is, I know Rab Shimon in Ksuvas, but you know here we're talking about Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Akiva. Maybe Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Akiva would say that there's no difference between shuas eidos and shuas pikadon. You know, on la'achar gmardin, only on lifnei gmardin, but la'achar gmardin, even pikadon would be chayiv. The idea of ikaro b'knas is not something that we're going to push, not for pikadon and not for eidos. That's the second pshat. Then the third pshat is v'efshar, Rab Elazar k'Rab Shimon, right, b'tamad m'farshasun b'ksuvas, meaning Rab Elazar, who says here that you are chayiv, right? Am I saying this right? Rab Elazar, I'm sorry, who says that your pater will agree with Rab Shimon, maybe going back to the other pshat. In other words, really, we're talking about la'achar gemardin, right? And Rabbi Eliezer is of the opinion, Rabbi Kiva says your pater, la'achar gemardin, and Rabbi Eliezer says that you are chayiv. So the first point we thought was that, you know, now we're asking the question, what does he hold about Shuas HaPikado? So I think what he's saying is, Efshar Rab Elazar k'Rab Shimon b'tamad b'farshasun b'ksuvas, meaning, when it comes to Shuas HaPikado, la'achar gemar din, Rabbi Eliezer will agree that you are patur, sorry, but when it comes to Shuas HaEdos, he will say that you are chay. Okay, the chitay makivet the patrina nafilo amad bedin the moda chayiv gabe edam amai chayiv. And if you ask, you know, bishlomo, if we're talking about lifnei gemar din, so then the distinction between shuas habikar and shuas edus is an obvious one, right? Namely, the mechayiv of the kfira, you know, just doesn't exist in shuas habikadon. Whereas in shuas edus, there might be a question of the significance of imode, but it's a case where we're eliminating modeh. So, but if we're talking about la'achar gemar din, there's no modeh anyway, not for either one. Shuas HaPikadon doesn't have a modeh either. So at this point, right, if he were to, if you, you know, take somebody to court and you say, you know, you owe me money because we went to court and, you know, it was determined in court, it was nifsak in court that you owe me money for a knas. And the guy says, no, never happened, right? Or they found me innocent, or we never went to court, right? So everybody's going to agree that in that case, right, there's no modeh miftar because it's la'achar gemar. He's not putter for that knas. He has to pay that money, right? So that's what the Ramban is saying. So in the end of the day, it sounds like la'achar gemar din, there's a total, we've equalized shuas eidos and shuas habikado. Bishlama lifnei gemar din, there's room for distinction, of course. But la'achar gemar din, they're identical because you've eliminated, you know, modo miftar completely. So shuas habikadon, shuas eidos should be the same. Why should Rab Shimon in Ksuvas say that shuas habikadon is patur, right? Even la'achar gemar din, and not think that shuas eidos is also patur. So that's where the Ramban says, that's the Efshar. Efshar belongs to Rab Shimon Tamid Farshasim Miksuvis. The Chitay Mekivet de Patrina Nami Afilo Amad Bedin, the Moda Chayiv, Gabeinim Amai Chayiv, meaning it's the same thing. So what's the difference? The answer is Shaini Hasam, Kivin de Ikaron Knas, the Moda Miftar, Ki Amad Bedin Nami Patre Rachmana. Avagabe Edim Afilo Bi Ikaron Nami Mechayim. So here, I think there's something interesting going on. What I would have liked the Ramban to say, but I don't think that he's saying, is something else. What he could have said is, this goes to the relationship of Shuas HaEdos and Shuas HaPikado, and to the question of, you know, the Rajba and the Ramban on Lamed Gimel about, you know, Gosin bin Shoseim, you know, and the all the things that we keep, you know, referring back to, which is, you know, Shuas HaPikado and Shuas HaEdos share much in common. There are a lot of limudim one to the other. And at the end of the day, there are also maybe different important differences you know, between them regarding, you know, how much hafla and how much, just to say it easy, you know, in an easy way, how much hafla and how much choshev mishpah. Right? So then what I might have said was, okay, so this is an example of that. Meaning, you know, in Shvuas Ha'edus, you know, and Shvuas Ha'pikadon, in the end of the day, is it the Gezel and the Hefsed Mamon? In which case, La'achar Gemar Din, who really cares about a shame knas? Right? Or is it more of a formal din, more of a hafla, in which case it's very limited to cases of edim, to cases, you know, of, in the case of Shvuas HaPikadon, you know, of Gezel Mamon, right? It's a very specific type of halacha. It isn't the effect, right? It is, you know, the hafla under these very specific tnaim. So then what might have said, well, that gufa is a difference between Shvuas HaEdus and Shvuas HaPikadon. I don't think it's what the Ramban says. Let me try to make it clear. What the Ramban does say is that even if you hold like Rab Shimon and Shvuas HaPikadon, right, that la'achar gemar din, the factor of knas, is poter, you might say that when it comes to Shvuas HaEdus, that is not the case. That is where the Ramban is suggesting something different from what he suggested earlier. I'm suggesting an explanation for that could be in either direction. In other words, if we're mechalik between Shvuas HaEdus and Shvuas HaPikadon, it would make sense and fit in to the discussion of how much kosher mishpat, how much formalism. Just like how much Dovr HaGaron L'Mamon might fit into that, and numerous other examples. What I do think he's saying is something a little different, and that is that even though in Shvuas, I think he's making a much more technical distinction, but an important one anyway, and that is that even though in both cases we're talking about La'achar Gemar Din and there's no Modo Miftar, the fact that Shvuas HaPikadon, the Mechayev directly, is the Kfira, and in Shvuas HaEdus, it's the Kvishas Edus Ayidei Kfira, and the fact that Kodem Gemar Din, right, the same act wouldn't have even been a Kfira, because the alternative, which is Modo Miftar, makes it totally inconsequential, that continues to define in the category, in, as long as something has a shame knas, the kfira of that knas for Shvuas HaPikadon is compromised and flawed. Ikaron knas. Since it's Ikaron knas, so even the kfira now as a mechayiv is flawed. But in Shvuas HaEdus, there's no, the kfiras ha'edim is irrelevant to Moda Miftar. The Moda Miftar there relates not to the edim, but it relates to the baldavar. Right, into whether it's mamon, it's a totally different dimension that is totally removed from the equation. Therefore, ikaron knas is a factor in Shvuas HaPikadon. It's not a factor in Shvuas HaEdus, but nothing to do with the choshen mishpat versus hafla issue, which I'm suggesting could have been a very good explanation. I'm actually more comfortable with that than what the Ramban says, but I don't think that's what the Ramban is saying. I think he's making this point about Shvuas HaPikadon and Shvuas HaEdus. Okay. You had a question? Yeah.
That might be Lishitasa, because in Lama Gimel Bakrov and Binisho Sam, he also gave a technical distinction.
Ramban.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think the Ramban, 100%. I'm glad you brought that up. What I keep trying to show is that the Rajba, I think, is and the Rambam are very comfortable distinguishing between Shvuas HaPikadon and Shvuas HaEdus in this bigger way. Again, the Rajba about Dabar Gar L'Mamon, the Rajba about, you know, Krovin bin Shoseim, the Rajba in Mesachik Bekuvia, he really has the Rajba in Bava Kama. The Rajba's view of, you know, this Kosher Mishpat part and its role in Shvuas HaEdus, you know, which extends beyond even Shvuas HaPikadon, is a big theme. And mostly what we find is that the Ramban, you know, doesn't jump on that bandwagon. That's a Chiddush of the Rajba. And the Ramban, if anything, is, you know, trying to equate his Kudrastina de Garmi about Gorim Legorim, when he talks about Shvuas HaEdus being different, it's not Ad Kedah, it's not that extent. Lamed Gimel, again, the distinction is technical. We'll see again in Harsha soon that by omission, the Rajba, you know, leaves out something of the Ramban, even though he's quoting part of the rest of it, I think intentionally because of this sheet. So I 100% agree. So that's the Ramban, and if it's true, it's very important. Okay. Getting back to the Rambam for a minute. So let's just finish off with the Rambam. The Rambam's view on Knossos is very complicated. What we've seen so far is, again, he has a new nimuk here in Perek Tes Halacha Yudalet, and we've expanded our discussion of that, both the what he says and the added line. Yeah. Yeah, go ahead.
Just that he says the same thing as the Rambam for Shavuos HaEvus.
Which he takes from the Rambam, obviously.
And he also says it doesn't matter whether it's before Gemara Dinah.
Yeah, which I don't think is Mukhrach in the Rambam, but I think works very well in the Rambam. That's the one in Lamed Zayin, you were telling me, right?
Yeah.
The Meiri. That the Meiri also thinks that the case of Shavuos HaEvus is La'achar Gemara Dinah. Again, is the Rambam characterizing? Sure, not the Shein Mamon so much, but number one, the V'chein might be characterizing the Shein Mamon, as I said, and number two is that the whole Yesod of how you look at Moda Miftar and Eidos and Knossos basically partially assumes that. So the idea of the Meiri, which is to who's working with the Rambam, that you know you could also embrace Lachar Gemar Din, that's what Josh mentioned the other day, I think it's a very good har. So what we've seen in the Rambam is the following. You have the Rambam here, which is very specific, and again, I think it's another great example of, you know, Rimi Gash impact taken in the Rambam's own way. But what we've seen also is that the Rambam in a few places seems to, when he talks about Knossos and Mammon, he seems to, again, we'll talk much more about this next year, but he seems to, on the one hand, like downplay the Gemar Din aspect of things, unlike the Ravid and the Rush and others. You know, in other words, this idea that Beis Din creates the Chi of Knas is not something that the Rambam, you know, embraces so much. At the same time, especially with the Diuk of the Chain, but some other things as well, the Rambam does seem to embrace the notion that knossos are not mamon. They don't have a shame mamon. Not because they're generated by the Gemar Din, but because they just don't have the status of mamon, and that is a formal distinction between them. So the idea that there might be tfisa, for example, and even in Safek Din, which is the Rambam against the Ravid in Perek Beis, Hilchos Kneva Halacha Yud Beis, and by the way, again, I just didn't mention it, but there's a similar Rambam and Ravid in Ilchus Avadim, right? Perek Ches. Do you have it, Josh? Perek Ches Halacha Dalid, where the Rambam also says that Safek Dina Tfisa works in Shloshim Shel Eved, and the Ravid disagrees. There, it's interesting because the Ravid may be more expansive. He doesn't mention the idea of Safek Dina there. It sounds like he's just generally opposed to Tfisa in Knossos, which makes a lot of sense given his view, but not necessarily something that he was so consistent about throughout his lifetime, as we'll see when we talk for a minute about his Hasagos on the Rif. Yeah, you have it there?
Yeah.
Go ahead. Rambam first and then the Rav quickly?
You
want to
do
Aleph
also?
We can do
both. So the pikach im tavas ha'eva kidei damav l'rabo v'sheyetze v'hem l'cheris mi'arakum im motim yada.
Yeah, that's the Rambam. And that's l'shitaso, what he says in Ochotz Kneva, even though it's a safek dina. And the Ravid?
So he says, im b'knasos tfisa mo'elas el l'misha chasra mamon.
Yeah. So again, the misha chasra mamon, again, is a, just like, you know, the comment that he made in Ochotz Kneva, implies that there might be a difference between, you know, Chatzi Nezek and everything else, which might be L'shitaso in the different variations that he has in Palganis Kaknasa, right? But in addition to that, what's interesting about this one is that it's in the Ravid in Gneva, it's not perfectly clear whether or not he thinks that there's no Tvisa B'Knossos at all, and Kol Shekain in a case of Safek Dina, because there's not even a Safek, you can't even anticipate, because Safek Dina's Vadai Ein Psak, which is a very appealing svara, but not a muchrak svara. You know, but what would the Ravid say, you know, about stam, let's say, bizman hazeh, where there's, let's say, tfisa bizman hazeh, where there's no bezdin mumchin, right, to generate knas. What would he say about that? You know, not clear from Hilchos Gneva, right? Does he require both things? Are these two points, or separate points, or not? In Hilchos Avadim, it sounds a little bit like he just doesn't think that tfisa works at all. Correct?
Only when it's you're not chasra mamon.
Yeah, yeah. Again, that's okay. But that's implied also in Gneva. Right? What's the language in Gneva? Other Ravid?
Yeah, it says when it's Yosef Ramashi.
Yeah. So I'm saying that's the same. That part is the same. I'm just pointing out that in Hilchos Gneiva, you could, it's hard to know what the relationship is between two points that the Rabbit is making. Is he saying there's no tfisa because there's no, because it's suffik dina, or is he saying there's no tfisa, you know, because there's no gmar din, right? Moreover, you know, there can't be a gmar din because it's suffik dina. Either way, in Abad, I mean, he drops the suffik dina part. Yeah.
Isn't it a
fair
gemara that
tfisa
works?
The what? The tfisa works? So we'll talk about it. You know, not now, but I mean, depends what, you know, what it means.
And the rabbi's going to disregard that completely?
No, I mean, you could say that tfisa works in certain cases.
And he's going to have to say by counsel.
Right, but not necessarily in a time where you know, you would say bizman azeh, what are you going to say, right?
Isn't it?
Lifnei ha'edim or lifnei hamada bedin, right? I mean, we'll talk about it next year, but there's still plenty of ambiguity, despite whatever the Gemara says regarding knossos.
At least for some
knossos. Right, so that, and that could be also in like Polyaniska, right? That which he's hinting at, not so clear. I mean, it's a major debate among the Rishonim. We'll talk about it more in a minute. Anyways, that's the so the Rambam on the one hand, I say in Hilchos Nizkei Mamon, you know, where the Gemara seems to require Gemar Din in certain of the Knossos cases, the Rambam has a different girsa. So on the one hand, the Gemar Din part of Knossos being singular, the Rambam kind of downplays. At the same time, this is very mechudash what he says here. And the Bechein, as I say, adds to it. And not only that, but there are a few other Rambams that are also very, very famous, that seems to expand the notion of knas in a controversial way, which requires us to conclude, you know, that what the Rambam thinks is knasos, even if it's lav dafka legamri, you know, is something that has to do with the nature of the mechayiv and the chiyuv, you know, more than it is, you know, the role of gemar din. By which I'm referring, again, those of you who are here will learn Sanhedrin, you know, will remember, hopefully. Anybody remember? No? Perakei Hilchos Sanhedrin, right? No? And Perakei Hilchos Chovel. You were here, right? Okay. So if you look at Perakei, of Hilchos Sanhedrin, right, the problem there is the Rambam, there are two things. Number one is that the Rambam groups knossos all over the map. Sometimes he talks about knossos as knossos. Sometimes he talks about knossos as chisaron kis. The Rambam repeats knossos in Parakei halacha, or is it ches, tes, and yud? You know, in different ways. It's just very peculiar, and the nosik, it got repeated that way in Shulchan Aruch and Siman Aleph, and the sma, you know, already points out that this is from the Rambam and that it's very difficult. And he points out that the Tur tried to avoid it, even though the Shulchan Aruch didn't. What is a knas? That's in the context of gviya bebabel, meaning gviya shelo bebezdin smuchim or mumchim. Right, this is right, there are all sorts of rules based on the Gemara Gittin, the Baba Kama, Sanhedrin. All right, dine knasos kagon. Xelos v'chabalos? That's called Dine Knossos in Halacha Hey. I'm sorry, Halacha Ches. Xelos v'chabalos? Tashume Kefal Tashume Dalad v'hei. Onus m'fata. That's okay. Ein donin osam alegim mumchim eim smuchim Eretz Yisrael. Shar dine mamnus kagon odos v'avos. Ein trichim mumchim. Afilu gimel hediotos. Afilu echod mumchim don osam. And so on. Then he says in Halacha, so Chabalah and Gezel are Knossos? Then in Halacha Tes, Ein Donim Bezin Shol Chutzlarts Ela Dvarim Hamitzuyim Tamid V'yeshvem Chisaron Kis Kagon Odos Havos Amazik Mamun Chavero Aval Dvarim She'ein Mitzuyim Afa B'shem She'yeshvem Chisaron Kis V'heima Shechavla Mechaberta Udvarim Hamitzuyim Aval Ein Bem Chisaron Kis. And where he repeats Kagon Tashlume Kefel Ein Donim Osem Dayane Chutzlaretz. V'chein kolak knossos shekontu chachamim b'tokei lechaver. So that's a different kind of knas. That's a drabanan knas. V'chol ha'mishalim chatzi knas nezek ein govenoso dayane chutzlaretz. So again, the Rambam repeats and overlaps. He expands knas beyond what it should be, for these dinim, Xevos v'kavalos, and he also overlaps, you know, Kefil and Dalad Behei, Chatzi Nezek, they're included under Knas, and they're also included under Ein Bayim Chisor and Kis. Then he has Kol HaNishom Ke'eved Ein Govenos HaDayan Echutzlar. It's Lefika Chodem Shechava B'chaveiro Ein Goven HaNezek HaTzara Boshes Shuchayiv Bohen Dayan Echutzlar. That's Kol HaNishom Be'eved. But Sheves and Ripui Govim Ipnei Sheish Bohem Chisor and Kis. Meaning Nezek and Tzara are not Chisor and Kis. Okay. So that's the Rambam of Sanhedrin, and you look at the Rosh Hashanah, they're very upset. Even more upset when they get to Perikei Hilchos Chovel HaMazik. Right there, the Rambam famously, this is by the way again following the Rimigash in Shavuos on 7th Perik, the Rambam seems to say that Nezek and Tsar are Knas. But ad kedekach, that there's some form of modo miftar. This really is perkei halacha vav. Hoda hachovel shehu chaval mishalim chamisha dvarim shere edem ayusham shenichnas l'tokiyado shalem b'shas hamariva v'yatzal chavol. That's like mimash mishinu bayim. That's nothing. Avalim lo hayasham edem klal hu amer chaval tabi v'hoda miatzmo Potter min hanezek u min hatzar v'chayiv b'sheves u b'boshes u b'ripui al piatzmo. Lefikachim kafar b'amar lo chavalti nishba shvus heses. V'lama mishalem adam gimel dvar meilu b'al piatzmo shasheves aripui mamon hu v'lo knas. Shim lo yiten lo harei chasro mamon shemisrape bo u bitom imelachto. V'boshes lo higia le b'shash shehoda b'faneinu shu chava bo. Shenechba shelo chava b'fnei adam eila boshes. Also the bezin, he should be show so. Nimsaslamad shein hefresh beboshes beboshes hamagia im chava bifnei acherim ubein boshes hamagia beis shahoda lefikach mishalim boshes al piatzmo. Again, boshes is on the, you know, it's on the knasos equivalent list in Hilchos Sanhedrin for chutzlaretz and Eretz Yisrael, and it's on the you know chayev bahoda mepiatzmo list, you know, in Hilchos Chavala. So the rabbi, of course, says that he doesn't understand what the Rambam is talking about. Amar v'mla yadati, lama poter me'elu, v'ula yomer m'deshet tzorach umdana. Like what he says about Nishom in Sanhedrin. Afa bishem modele b'chavala eni odeh ba'omeid l'fikach poter, aval ha'sheva soripu yishem nirim la'ayin chayiv, enu mechubar shakol tzorach omeid, huka chayiv b'kol u'poter m'nakol. He can't even understand what he's talking about. What does it mean that Nezek and Tzar are knossos? That's not typically on the list of knossos. Right? Again, in Hilchos Sanhedrin, he formulates it a little bit differently. But he does say chovel as a knoss also in Hilchos Sanhedrin. So, like, what's going on here? So, if you look at the Nos HaKelim, the Ravid, there's also another one I should add. Perek Aleph Hilchos Toein, Halacha one second. Hilchos Toein, Perek Aleph. Again, you have the Rambam and the Ravid. Okay. Here we go. So, yeah. One second. Mishan Schaif Shua Filo Hesses Vihitchatu. That's wrong. Sorry. Halacha Tezva, Perikalef Halacha Tezva. Kol Atoinis Chaver Taina Shimhoda Eino Chayiv L'Shalim Mamon. Afa Bisha Kafar Ein Mechayiv Noso Shuas Heses V'lo Cherim Stam. Keitzad Omer Shetitan Limana Lo Yadvar Miolam Ein Mashbin Heses and so on. Atoka Balta Bidis Halacha Tezayin Lo Hayadvar Miolam Harizanishba Heses Afa Bishin Mishalim Knas Al Piatzmo Mishalim sheves v'ripuy boshas. Ata ba'ishtani lohadvar me'olam. Imay b'mokim shugovim knasas or izanish v'heses. Shilu hoda yimishalim aboshas. The medvar ma'murim shemoda b'knas pater kashoda b'davar shachayiv alif knas. Gon shomer chavalti b'zeh. Avalim omra chavalti b'zeh v'hebi alai edin b'bezdin. the chibuni liten kach v'kach beniski harizachayv l'shalem. Lefikach imtona toin shebezin chayav in l'shalem mea dinrim shim shechavalta bihover lehadam nishbeheses chenken. If it's a chavala case and the din Torah is about the issue is whether or not it was already nifsak and bezdin, then it's a different story. So again, the Raivid says same thing. Amar Avram, right? Eina motzei knas v'chavolos. Eini motzei knas v'chavolos. Bimipnei she'ein donin chavolos bebavel, gam sheves v'ripuyu boshes ein donin. Va'od, sheharei bez the menadin ad sheifayis baldino. Okay, that's a different, that's also an interesting question. But okay. Basically, the Raivid disagrees. What the Rambam says has its roots in the Rimigash. There are numerous Gemaras that make it seem clear that that Chovel is Nezek, that you know Nezek and Ripui are Mamon, they're not Knas, that we don't typically apply the din of Moda B'Knas V'Acharkach Bo Edim Pator. The Magen Mishnah in Ichos Chovel says, I mean, it's not like this is less than the amount. This is a fair price. Right, this is an understandable, you know, part of the loss. Right, so what is the Rambam even talking about? Oh. So this is a big, and the Magen Mishnah himself says he's holeich acharabo harimigash and in Perek Hanishboim, you know, later on in Shavuos. It's like what are they talking about? So number one, many of the Achronim assume. Again, I don't want to go through the whole thing now, just very quickly. Number one, many Achronim assume that what the Rambam meant here is not that Moda B'Achakach Bo'edim would be Pator, but that there's no din of Hodas Baldin K'me'edim, like Rabbi Elazar Brav Shimon type halacha. That applies. Again, some people say that about Chatzi Nezek for the Raivid, you know, as well. That's what the Raivid is distinguishing between, right? There's no Moda B'Knas, you know, B'Achakach Bo'edim Pator, but you're not Chayev for Moda Hodas Baldin K'me'edim Dami either. So that's how some people interpret this Rimigash and the Rambam in order to be Miyashev, you know, the evidence. But either way, like, what is all this and what's going on? But I think that this is all the Rambam, basically, Shitaso. The Rambam has an expanded view of Knossos. For him, the big issue is not so much the role of Gemar Din as much as it is, you know, either the Shein Mamon or at least the nature of the Mechayev. And I think this works in with other Rambams, in particular the Rambam's view in the Hilchos Toein about Dmei Karka Kakarka, the way Reb Chaim explains it, the difference between Dmei Nezek and Dmei Chavala. Basically, there are different ways a person can be obligated, you know, to pay. You know, one is a quid pro quo kind of a way, right? You know, you take away somebody's money, you steal his object, so you carry, you have to pay him back, right? There are some tashlumim, even direct tashlumim, though, that aren't based on quid pro quo completely. Possibly because the damage that you did is not defined only by money, as the money is inadequate, or the money is inaccurate. Right. So again, without going into too much detail, the din of nezek and chavala, ayin tachas ayin, and the whole discussion of mamon or mamish, and so on, and the Rambam in Mor Nevuchim has a famous comment about this, which I think is misunderstood. If you look at the Gemaras in the beginning of a Chovel, and look at the Rambam in the beginning of a Chovel, the whole discussion of the Gemara, whether B'din Nisak Shaiminan, B'din Mazik Shaiminan, what the Gemara seems to really be getting at, and what the Rambam, I think, was impressed with in the Shakla Vitaria, and took it as an echo, even Lamaskana, is that when it comes to Chavala, right, you really can't put a price on it. So that doesn't mean you can't try, or you shouldn't be writing a check. But the check doesn't really cover, you know, what you did. If you steal somebody's money or you cause a nezek in his property, so, you know, you can write him a check. Or you can restore his property. That's part of the Dmei Karka Kakarka Sugya. Now, what is compensation and what is replacement or substitution? Those are two different ideas. But when it comes to Chavalah, it's not compensation exactly, and it's not substitution. It's a kind of a, you know, knas doraisa, but not the modo miftar type, necessarily, but it's a kind of a pigeon, if you will. Right? That's why there can be a havamina that that the shuma depends on the mazik and not on the nizak. Because basically that's what the Rambam means in Mor Nebuchadnezzar. He doesn't mean to question Chazal. He means to say on a certain level it's really true that ayin is tachas ayin mamish, meaning I really should be losing my eye or my hand. You know? But of course we don't do that because it's not an accurate or maybe a humane, you know, it depends on how you read the Gemara. So whatever it is, it's not a proper way, you know, to lemaisa, to implement the din. But that's still the mechayiv. So basically I'm paying, you know, it's blood money. You know, I'm paying for the eye that I should be poking out or let you poke out, you know, and that's what I'm paying for. Again, tsar also is just a little bit, you know, we talked the other day about, you know, when it comes to an animal, you just have a figure that, you know, a composite, you know, nezek. And when it comes to Adam, every aspect is a different mechayev. But this idea that, you know, tsar is a category that you can pay for, right, again, is, you know, you can really put a premium, you can put a dollar, you know, sign on a person's suffering. Right? So I'm not saying, therefore, the halacha is not saying, therefore, don't even bother, but it's not chisaron kis. It's not a correspondent, direct mechayev. The Rambam uses in a broader way the expression knas when he talks about things that really aren't chisaron kis, although he knows that there are different gradations of that. And sometimes he thinks, he and the Rebbe Gash think, that one of the nafkaminas is hodas baldin, kameidim dami, maybe doesn't apply, because it isn't really mamon in that sense. It's not a chiyuv that you owe him, it's really a chiyuv, chovas hagabra, that you should be paying out. You know, maybe the mechayiv is the Rabbona Shel Olam more than it is even klape chavero. You know, so maybe it's more like an onesh, and therefore we don't say, you know, hodas baldin. Like I said, ena neisimatz marasha. So, Natan showed me the language of the Rambam in Pirshim Shnayis, which happens to fit beautifully into this perspective of the Rambam. I don't know if you agree, but I think it does. What's the Rambam dealing with there? The Rambam deals with the problem of Shemitas Ksafim. So the Mishnah says in the last parak of Shvias that there's no Shemitas Ksafim, you know, for many different kind of things. Among them, Knossos. Do you have language of the Mishnah? Parak Yud? Where's the Parak Yud Mishnah base? Go ahead. What's the language? Oh, okay, good. So if you had that Mishnah, the Mishnah says clearly that the Knossos are not subject to Shemitah's Ksav. Now that's an important halacha, obviously. And, you know, one could think to argue. But in the end of the day, it's not that difficult to explain. There are many things. You know, number one, you might take the position that the only thing that is subject to Shemitas Ksafim, and again, we're not learning Zrayim now, is a milva of a milva, by which I mean a real classical milva, the kind of milva that starts off as tzedakah, about which we say, you know, priyas balchov, you know, mitzvah, you know. So maybe that's in the Chabal Chidush, or maybe that's the only circumstance in which there's Shemitas Ksafim. After all, Hakafas Achanus, you know, if you have a, you know, like an account in a store, or Schar Sachir, right, a bunch of other things that, you know, are mostly in the category of Mamon, and we don't have Shemitas Ksafim. And I think one can make the case, but we're not going to do it now, that again, this Tzedakah or Chovas HaGavra aspect of a milva, priyas balchov mitzvah, is, you know, what allows you to apply the din of Shemitas Ksafim. And that's a discussion. Like, for example, what about a milva of a mecher? Is that different than a milva of a milva? That's a big discussion in the poskim. However, That's number one. And number two, so then you wouldn't have any problem explaining knossos, obviously, because there are many more obvious candidates for Shemitas Ksafim than knossos that are excluded. It's only a din of a certain kind of a chov, understanding that it's a very big chiddush, and that you kind of have to get, you know, in between the guy and his chovas hagavra. So, oh, you don't have a chovas hagavra now. After all, it's really a chiyuv mamon anyway. Fine. Or one could have said, after all, what comes right after knossos in the Mishnah? Maisa Bezdin. So you could have said that the reason that knossos are not subject to Shemitas Ksafim, even if you felt pressure to explain it, would be because Maisa Bezdin doesn't have Shemitas Ksafim. And that could be explained also in one of two ways, right? One way, especially if you held that the role of Bezdin was very pronounced in knossos, so then you might say, you know what? Every knas, in a way, is a Maisa Bezdin. And a Maisa Bezdin is not subject to Shemitas Ksafim. Or, even if you don't want to go so far, in a Ravid-esque kind of fashion, or a Kivager-esque kind of fashion, let's say you don't want to go that far. So you might simply say, well, it doesn't really matter. I mean, what is, in the same mission, you have Moser Sharos of Lebezdin, which is the Yesod, according to many, of Prusbel. Right? You know, as long as the, you're not, it's not personal Hagasa, it's, you know, Bezdin, you know, as an agent for the collection, there's no Shemitas Ksafim. So even if you don't say this fancy idea or this, you know, very 50% a held idea, you know, that Gemar Din is part of the Mechayiv of Knossos, the fact is that, you know, Bezdin plays a role in Gvias Knossos, and that'll explain Shemitas Ksafim. Why am I telling you all this? I mean, it's just, I think, you know, background. But it makes particularly significant the Rambam's explanation here. The Ram gave a mechudash explanation. Natan brought it to my attention yesterday. To this halacha, that is not any of the things I just said, even though they're extremely easy and accessible things to say. Do you have it? Go ahead. Yeah, he basically says that the point here is that it's a chovas hagavra. It's not a chiv to klape the other person at all, and therefore there's no shemitas ksafim. Shemitas ksafim is an obligation between parties. It's not a chov. No shame chov, but more than that, it's just a chovas hagavra, which basically is a little better understanding also why his own kvira or lack of hodah may be part of what contributes to his own chovas hagavra obligation as a tnai or as a mekayev, right? So the Kesef Mishnah in Perek Tes, Hilchos Shmita, Halacha Yud Beis, quotes a line of the Raman Pirush Mishnayos. He says, I just don't understand what he's talking about. Anybody have it? I didn't tell you to look at this, but... Oh, I have. Okay. He says, I just don't know what he's talking about. What do you mean it's not a chov? Because the guy has to pay, and the Rabbonu Shalom wants him to pay. He says, every chov the Rabbonu Shalom wants you to pay, and you have to pay. What's the difference? Says the Kesef Mishnah. What did I say it was? Halacha Yud Beis, right? Halacha Beis. Yeah, sorry. Shemitah Halacha Beis. Perek Tes, right? That's the Perek of Shemitah Ksafim. Is it Halacha Beis? Halacha Yud Beis, I'm sorry. Yeah. No? Second. Oh, in the wrong Perek. Halacha Hey, sorry. Okay. He quotes us Rambam Pirush Mishnayos. And then he says, oh, I keep looking at the Radvaz for some reason. Okay. Where is it? Okay, whatever it is. Anybody else finding it, or is it just... Tess Yud Beis, I wrote down. Yeah, okay. It is Yud Beis. Okay, that's what I said originally. Knasa shel onus shel mefatav amotzi shem ra'inim nishmatim v'imzakfam b'milva nishmatim u'me'imasayin diskafim b'milva v'shas hamada b'din. Okay, fine. That doesn't bother me. Keseth Mishnah says it's halacha Yud Aleph, but it's really referring to halacha Yud Beis. So he says... Why am I not finding this? Do you have it?
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead, read it. Mine is very, very small.
The cost of odor of Adam finish on Mishnah, Knas is the cost of Lonis, the Fat and the Shemra, Adam Kisharko, Los Alham, Yuvim Shahishahu, the Sky Bab, Ayishahu, we have Patra Achivari, not Kamashano. In any Yuri the so clear Zeb, Gam Alova Nichabero, Chai Bukoro, El Shashi, Shanto.
Yeah, what's the difference?
Yeah,
that's certainly not what the Rambam says. Right, it's an interesting idea. It's like similar to one of the suggestions I made about connecting it to Bezdin. Right, it's Ksuva Batorah, it's subject to Bezdin, so therefore it's Kegavui, therefore there's no din of Shemitah's Ksafim anymore. That's not what the Rambam says. What the Rambam says is very simple, and it's totally consistent, albeit with the nuances and the difficulties, you know, of his larger Shita. But it totally fits in with Parakei Hilchos Sanhedrin and Parakei Hilchos Chovel Amazik and Parak Aleph Hilchos Toein and Parak Tes Hilchos Shavuos and Hilchos Nizke Mamon and Hilchos Gneva and Hilchos Abadim. Should I stop? I think I ran out. There are a few others. But it's perfectly clear that the Rambam holds that there are levels of Knossos. That knossos are not, you know, defined by Gmar Din, but it's important to know about knossos that they're not quid pro quos, right? And that the mechayiv is not chisar and kiss, and that affects a level of hoda in some cases, and in other cases other things. But in the end of the day, that's his explanation. There's no shemitas ksafim. It's a chovas agabra. What does it have to do with the other guy? The other guy is the receiver. Right, in a way, it would be easier to say, "Oh, it's just a supererogatory obligation." You know, what's the big deal of doing shemitas ksafim on that? But that's not the point. It's just the nature of what loyigos and shemitas ksafim is. It's a din in chavero. There's no chavero in knossos. He's just the address where you happen to send the money. Okay, so that is what I want to say for the Rambam. The Ravid, I'd say, also has a very complicated view in that he changed his mind. There's a very fascinating exchange between the Ravid and the Ramban that I just want to make reference to quickly. In the end of Eilon Iris, I don't know if everybody got a chance. Anybody got a chance? Moshe, you got a chance? No? So just very quickly, because I want to move on. First of all, it's a fascinating piece, a famous piece, because the Ravid starts by, you know, expressing his humility. Very sincerely expressing his humility in a very beautiful way. And then he goes on to say, listen, I know who the Rif was, but, you know, Kvot Shemaim, it's one of those famous, you know, Kvot Shemaim ani doresh, meaning it's not out of a lack of respect, it's for being a fierce, advocate of, you know, Amita Shel Torah that I come to criticize. And then he goes on and he has, like, you know, a very interesting exchange. But there's a debate, there seems to be a very interesting debate between the Ravid and the Ramban regarding several issues. Number one, whether there's an automatic nidui in all knossos, even bizman hazeh, that until the guy's mefayes, he's been nidui. Or is that something that is there's a gemara that says that. So is that true in all knossos? Is that limited? That ends up also being a major debate in the Poskim and Shulchan Aruch, which is very interesting. But more importantly, just wanted to mention, I'm not going to go into the details, is that for the Ravid, the din of Moda Miftar applies Bizman Hazeh, even outside of a Bezin Mumcha. Right? If you don't have a Bezin Mumchin, Moda Biknas is Potter. And Tfisa doesn't work. It sounds like Tfisa otherwise would work, Bizman Hazeh, that Ravid. Again, it seems like the Ravid just was, you know, playing with different formulations in different times. But the Ravid says, Imhoda, you would be potter even bisman hazeh. And the Ramban strongly disagrees. The Ramban says that the din of modeh umiftar requires a bezin mumcha, bezin smuka. But there's no shame bezdin or shame hoda bifne bezdin, right, without smuchin. So again, it could be that this is part of the question of, you know, what role does hoda play? Right, and whether hoda is just, you know, oh, basically it's rooted in the idea we don't apply the din of hoda spaldin kemedim dami, you know, in knossos. That's all it is. You know, and maybe even going a step further, that once you do hodas fal, once there's no hodas faldin, or once you're modeh but there's no chiyuv of hodas faldin, it kind of you know, subverts, you know, it kind of obviates there being edim or psak did, which could be mechayev you since you're already modeh and it doesn't register, so it's not hamarshias you know. It's marshias atzmo in the sense that you ruined the marshia as you know how marshia as alokim. So then maybe you could talk about hoda, you know, bizman azeh as well. And the Ramban disagrees, possibly because he thinks that the idea of modo miftar is that it's a poter, right? Or maybe he also agrees that the idea of hodah is that it undercuts, you know, marshia Elohim. But he thinks that only a formal, you know, hodah can do that. A hodah bifnei bezdin. The language of the Ramban is very interesting. The Ramban says, you know, any hodah, you know, which isn't, you know. Yeah, what's the language of the Ramban? I think I brought it with me. Kol bezdin she'ena mechaibo knas, ein potroso kishabo edem libesov. If bezdin can't be mechaiv you, then it's not the kind of bezdin where the chalos hoda will be poter you either. So most of the poskim, interestingly, paskin like this Ramban against the Ravid. Very important argument. But what's also very fascinating about it is there then is a debate in the Achronim, and the Ksos speaks about this in Siman Aleph Sipkatan Vav. If we hold like the Ramban that the din of Modo Miftar, right, doesn't apply outside of a Bezdin Smuchin, so is that true only for V'achar Kach Bo Edim? Right? Or is it also true, you know, ad kenekach, that you'll say, well, then there's hodah spaldin kemeidim dami. That's if there's no shame hodah to be poter, which is the view of the Ramban, so does that then mean that knossos are treated like regular chiyuv, and there's just going to be hodah spaldin kemeidim? Or no, there are really two dinim. Is the only reason that we don't say hodah spaldin kemeidim dami because hodah is poteris? Or are those two dinim, two different dinim, and you can split them? You could say, you know, one din is modo miftar, and the other din is that there's no hodah spaldin in knossos. And if there are two different dinim, right, are they connected or not? In a way, it's another way of asking, you know, again, we don't paskin like Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon, who said the only din of modo b'knas poter is the din of that there's no hodah spaldin kemeidim dami. But even when we talked about Rabbi Elazar ben Shimon, we were wondering, you know, is that just his version of modeh b'knas? Or is that qualitatively completely different? So in a way, this is the discussion that the Achronim have, that the Ksos speaks about in Sifkat and Vav. The Ksos himself, I believe, concludes, I think I have it here. In Sifkat and Vav, this is whole discussion. Afilo hoda kodim shetafas mahani tfisa dezvan azela mifter bahodaso. Afilo bo edim. Then it says ayin darkei Moshe. Afal pi velo mikri hoda bebezdim dezvan azel lifter and bo edim acher kach mikomakom below edim enochayi bal piatzmo beknas. even bizman hazeh. V'chein mashmos k'sas l'shon ha'raybid v'ramban v'lo pligi ela k'shabo edemachar kach. Or, mi unira de'en l'chale. This is the Darkei Moshe. V'efshad ramban chilek b'kola inyan. Cholak rather b'kola inyan. There's no tfisa bizman hazeh at all. V'im tapas lo mafkinam. V'midibre Darkei Moshe nira de'lo pshita le'ach milsa v'kashi tuva. And so on. Anyway, it's his own conclusion. Is lachein nira de piv enu mechayiv knas klal afilu b'makom de lo miftar, right? Mishum moda b'knas. The Ksos thinks that even if there's no din of moda b'knas miftar, there's no mechayiv of odas baldin k'me'idim dami either. And the Shach and many of the other poskim think that that's not true. Once there's no shame hoda, then you'll say odas baldin as well. Because again, you might say hodas baldin is a totally separate halacha. It's a enan amesim atzmo, you know, rasha, or maybe al atzmo onesh halacha. Or maybe it just means, you know, it's one aspect of kna. Anything that's not a direct chiyuv, there's no hodas baldin kemedim dami. Right? He can't be a moda, you know, for to create a chiyuv gabra, which isn't klape chavero. So this is an interesting argument in the poskim. Another interesting argument in the poskim, I say, is the question of tfisa bizman hazeh, where we don't have a bezim mukha. The Shulchan Aruch seems to say that there is tfisa bizman hazeh. The Rishonim already debate this point. And especially the Raman versus the Rush, and so on, whether we should be mechalek between kedei damav, the loss that he suffers, or more. Some of them say it in technical ways, but again, it parallels some of those lishonos of the Raivid that we were talking about before. Namely, is there a difference between knas under the amount and knas over the amount, regabe the question of tfisa? And the question of tfisa and knasos, once again, is a double question. It's certainly also a question of tfisa, which we've had in a number of cases, but also the question whether or not, you know, the presence of a bezin and a gemar din, a bezin mumcha, etc., isn't what generates knasos, then it's going to be hard to explain, you know, how tfisa might work. Another very fascinating question, just without going into details, is the question of the relationship, again, the scope of the din of the scope of this din of moda b'knas patur, which directly correlates with the question of whether it characterizes the chi of knas, you know, as a concept. The more you limit it, right, and think that it doesn't apply, that it applies rather in very narrow circumstances, right, obviously the less it characterizes, you know, the mammon also. So there's a very interesting discussion, a little bit in the Rishonim and especially in the Achronim, regarding the question of two batei dinim. Again, the Rishonim talk about it, the Tosfos Rit talks about it. I think I gave the wrong mark. I said ayin hay, but it's really ayin aleph. In the sugya of chatzi bakar, or chamisha chatzoi bakar, the Gemara there has a case where, again, a person steals from two shutfim, and it sounds like he is mode to one and kofar to the other. And the Rishonim all have the question, like, how could that be? When he's mode for one, isn't he automatically mode to the other? So that's the discussion of the Tosfos Rit on ayin aleph from the base. The Tosfos Rid briefly considers the possibility that he's moded to one shutuf in one bezdin, and that the question is whether or not that constitutes a hodah right, vis-a-vis the other shutuf. Or, since the rest of the din Torah, for whatever reason, will take place in another bezdin, so maybe modo miftar in one bezdin does not eliminate the other bezdin. And then he says, I don't think that makes sense, because in the end of the day, what do we care? One bezin, two bezin, as long as the guy is moda on the chiyuv, the bezin, that should be the end of the story. So, this got played out again in the Ksos and in the Nesivos in Simen Shin Nun, again in this exact case, because the Bach seems to take this position, that in the case of Shudfin, that it matters. The Bach says if there are two batei dinim, so you can be moda miftar to shutuf in one, and you can be chayiv, you know, to the guy in the other, and the and that's the question. So the Ksos's brother, basically, you know, went ballistic about this, He said, there's no difference between that and, having the same Din Torah, twice, in one Beis Din and then in another Beis Din. Right? And would anybody in their right mind ever think, that this is limited to a particular Koach of a Beis Din? Right? So, it doesn't make any sense. That's what Xos's brother argued. And Xos himself disagreed, and the best line of Xos is the line in which he says, well, no, on the contrary, he thinks that it makes a lot of sense to say that it depends on the particular Beis Din. Again, if you ask me, I would have been mechalek between two shutfim and the same person in two batei din. I think that makes a great deal of sense. That doesn't seem to be, what they're focusing on. But the Xos's good line, or excellent line, is where he says, what do you think? Moda umiftar is nimchal shibudo? One second. Anybody have that line?
Right at the end. Is it towards the end, he said?
Right? It's the Shin Nun Dalet, right?
Shin Nun
Or base, sorry. Shin Nun base. Kosovach, Achia Rava Muflag, Toma Baza, the Mabakach Shekofar Bebezin Acher, Kivin Shekvar Hoda, the Ifter Bebezin Kama, the Niran Dibre Abach, the Ein Baza Tema, the Huda Matzina Bishas, okay, thinks he has Rayas. Eli, Korada Milsa, Kivin Shatora Amra, Shir, Shin Elohim, Pratlamar, Shia Atzmo, Ein Adover Tali, Eliba Osa Bezin, Shadon Osa Aksha, Vimboe David, Bezin, Velo Gomru, and so on, the Chain Lehefech. Akulas and chumras. Umishum the motive knas law the kinim chal shibudo. Elishain mechay benoso. Kiva the kvar here shia as atzma. Ubezna shani shaper mechay benoso. Vimke divra bak nechonim. Of course, you could say, even if that was true, that there's just no, it's like a double jeopardy. You just can't be tried for the same crime in two batei dinim. But assuming that isn't the case, what the Xos says is, modo miftar is not a poter. What it is it precludes Marshia Elohim, and therefore you don't have a mechayev. But the din is the bezer has to be mechayev you, or the edim have to be mechayev you, and by being mechayev yourself, you just usurp the process, and therefore there's no basis for the chiyuv. But it's not a poter, it's not nimchal shibudo. So this bezlin can't be mechayev you, but another bezlin can be mechayev you. And obviously, those who are cholek see that think this is double jeopardy idea. Or more likely, they think that it's a poter. So again, that echoes a little bit, again, possibly in the Raivan and the Ramban, about Bizman Hazen. Again, the Ramban is assuming that you need a Bezin Mumchen to be a Chalos Hodah, certainly if it's a poter. Maybe even if it just obviates the ability of Bezin to be Marshia. But certainly if it's a poter. And for the Raivan, you have to assume that even without a Shein Beis Din, that you can affect the ability, for it to be considered Marshia Elohim on some level. So another argument about this, a very fascinating, very extensive one, is the question of Edus Miuchedes. Just that we'll finish, and then we'll start talking about Harsha. Again, there are other things to talk about in terms of. I already mentioned the question of is there a marakama in Knossos, or is the owner of the trigger action a marakama? The Rambam Reb Chaim issue. There are many other issues to talk about, but this is a good survey. Anyways, in Simon Lamed, the Xos and Nesivos debate the question of Edus Miuchedes in Reb Chiya Kemaisa. Ayuchayev Reb Chiya Kemaisa, meaning if two Edom come and they testify that you owe half of the claim, right? Will we say Lo Yehei Hadas Piv Dolamei Hadas Edim? And we will be chayev Ashuos more than Miktsas, even if the two Edim are Edus Miuchedes. Okay, that's the question. So, in the context of that, one second, that's Simon Lamed.
Dalet.
What is it?
Dalet.
That's Dalet. Yeah, the other one's Beis. Right, so, one second. So, in Simon Lamed, Dalet.
No. Simon Lamed, Sivkot, and Dalet.
Yeah. Simin Labed. Dam. I didn't mean Simin Labed. Okay. Simin Labed is Psileidus. We know that. I'm just trying to find it in here. The numbers are a little bit. Actually, I have to use the new ones. Mm-hmm. A little better. Okay. So, Hadalo Mishtaba Midrabchia, the Hocha Kibitalek Edim El Aidetzir, for Shai Chadrabchia, I am the Smab, Shacholek, Ubitazra Isi Shakasa Bazet Tam Chudad, Hadalo Shai Chadrabchia Beedos, Aidetzir, Dodos, Edim Machayev Shua, Yafinabakalvachomer Mipivi Edachot, Mapivshin Machayev Knas, Machayev Shua. It comes through a little bit in a pilpul way, kind of from the raya from the Gemara, right? So, in a chay ben adin shem chayv shua sa'edus, ayde tzir. Chayn edus miuchedus lo mahani beknas, kemo de lo mahani ve'echad omer nistro b'shacharis ve'echad omer nistro arvis le'inyan iser ishus. That's talking about kiddushim, by the way, not ayde stira. That's a tosefta. It's referring to a tosefta in Gittin that is quoted in the Rif. In Gittin, I think it's Ayin Dalit or so. Meaning, in a case of a get yasha, let's say you, seemingly were megarish, you're miyached with her after you were megarish her, whether that's considered to be remarried her or not. So it's basically a question of edus miyuchedes in kiddushin. Tosefta seems to say that edus miyuchedes doesn't work in Kiddushin. If you have one aide in the morning who says, I saw them, being misyached, and therefore we're worried about, that they reverted to their marriage. And the other one said that I saw it another time in the day, right? That doesn't work. So the Taz is comparing Eide Knossos to the requirement of Eide Kiyo Menishos, essentially. Okay? The Chen Knas. Right, ein mechayben also ela be'edim shiro ki echad kein nearly barim muchrak ad kan l'shonatatz. The li nira says the Xos, the einin in knas l'iser ishus, the b'iser ishus had tam who no gael adine nefashos. By the way, that is the explanation of the Ran in Gittin. The Ran in Gittin says that the explanation of this tosefta is that there's always a dine nefashos element in every ishus, and it is mechadis as possible dine nefashos. It's actually very tamua. We talked about this last year. We talked about Edikiyum. The Rajba on Daf Pei Aleph in Gittin says, no, the reason the Tosefta is of Din is because you need Edikiyum. Right? And you can't have Edikiyum if you have, one aid in the morning and about two different actions. There's no halva, kar halva, when it comes to Edikiyum, for sure. Right? Anyway, the Ran says the reason is because of Ishus, and that's what the Sos is zeroing in on. He could have said the same thing. He could have said, the problem with Edus Miuchedes and Ishus is a problem of Edekiyu, or it's a problem of Dine Nefashos. But the main point is, Avdina Kede Rab Nachman, Ubinan Roy Keachad, Shegidu Keachad, Aval Knas Dino Shava Bazel Dine Mamonis. That's the key line. Right? The default assumption is that Knossos are like Mamon. The raya is a parak maruba. Da find out the raya is not important for the moment, and so on. Ubedine nefashos vade binan shagid shem keachad, right? Be name of the knas dino shalosh shava kedina nefashos heich shomed dvar shalzeh yomer. He also equates Rabbi Shua ben Karcha and Rabbi Nasan. Says if you hold that Rabbi Nasan, if you think Rabbi Nasan applies to knasos, namely you don't need dibur keachad, then probably you don't need reiya keachad. Wow. Don't think that you should be mechalek between Rav Nasan and Rav Yeshua ben Karcha. Say Rav Nasan works, but Rav Yeshua ben Karcha doesn't. No, it's all the same thing. That's also very controversial. Therefore, the Xos comes to the conclusion, right, because of this comparison to Mammon, that Knossos works for Edus Miuchedes. And the Mesibas very sharply disagrees. See this here. Also, Sukkotan Dalid. Yeah. All right, quotes a Taz. The Edoa Yidei Tzir of Enim Echayi B'Knas, Dein Chi of Knas, Ela Amaisa Shero Shneim Kiachas. Kemo De Lo Mahani Bechad Omer Distro Shachris. Ubetumim Tama Olav, Kushabes, Imkein, Adim, Shaina, Yodea, Bechakiros, Tenio, Chalakaibo, Knas, Loyakaibo, Shuas, or Pia, Kamaisa, fine. Ubexosa Koshin, Toma, Alataz. The Beknas, Vade, Mo, Ledis, Muchedes, Kamo, Mamon, the Lobin, and Hagada, Biacha, Beknas. Ulafianis, Daiti, Tobazer. The Vade, Edis, Muchedes, Kosher, Bedini, Mamanes, Kagonechon, Romichalonze, Echon, Romichalonze, Trey, Eitzala, Maisa, Base, Edis. Avalitzarit base edus shekolach ra maisa acher kon echad ra hayom shenogach shoro v'nischayv knas ve'echad ra biyom sheni shepita bito. This is fascinating, right? He's saying, listen, edus miuchedes on the same maisa, right? He says that will certainly work. Exos thinks that's wrong. Even edus miuchedes on the same maisa will not work. I'm sorry, will work. Sorry, the Bach thinks that maybe doesn't work. And the Siva says, but to be Mitzarev two Mechaivim, what are the two Mechaivim? Listen to examples. Echad Ra Maisa Echad Kagon Echad Ra Hayom Nogach Shoro in his Chayiv Knas, Echad Ra Biyom Sheni Shapita Bito. Two Knossos. Oh, Negicha Shor Acher. And that's obviously, you know, less radical. Right? Different Negichos. Ze Lo Yomar Bar Be Rav Dechad Yoma. And this is a little, you know, sharp. Shemit starfin lechaybo mimanav shach nimkein afilo echad meid shiraz shemitzchayv knasa then gichashar echad rosh shehil gamos v'nischayv itstarfu gamkein. Is that true? There's three levels here. Two knasos, right? Two different acts of the same knas, and he's also equating it with knas and being mitzarev knas and mamon, two different actions. Certainly, you can be mechav. But badai leisa, the knas kishelo haya edim bedavar, einbo shum chiyu. Right, a very strong statement. Not just oh, we're missing asher yoshiyu. It's a point there. Asher yoshiyu lekim ksiv beknas, ubeinin shabezdin yucholim lechayim mikoach maisa zeh. Is that pashut baru? Lose maybe a taz raya shapir. Okay. Okay, so the Xos fires back, and we show the Sivos, you know, the Bar Be Rav Dechad Yoma, you know, who would never say such a thing. So, here, a very, very famous one, Simon Lamed. Very long piece. Quotes a Taz, quotes Xos. He's quoting the Sivos. Okay. Ad Kavashona. Okay. Horava mechaber moda l'dvarenu she'enu kedin nefashos v'nachas la medine nefashos v'ukmu medine kedushin. So the Nesivus at least agrees that this isn't dine nefashos. At most, he's comparing it to Ishus. The boy shabezdin yuichol mechayvoy de ma'isa ze b'ha badai bedusa he says v'achanami knas ein bo shum chiyuv kishloi edim bedaver. That's the line of the Mesivas. Says the Xos b'ha badai bedusa he. Like that's ridiculous. The me'olam lo shamati l'damos knas l'kiddushin. The Gabi Kiddushin afilo hoya edem achori ageder, vayi roim edem near an embo mishum kiddushin, because you need a kiyum. B'chitzorech shor nagoch Liros Edom Bishas Negichasa? Right? How good is this? Ella, the Knas, the Ina Nasher Yashin Alokim, below Shiyoda Miatzmo. The Choshe Bezin, the Cholim Lechaiba, below Dos Atzmo. I know I date Siruf, Asher Yashin Alokim, Karina Ben. This is the same Ksos who'd had no problem with. It's not Starshin Nimchal Shibuda, right? Even in a Bezin Acher. Mash Enke Bekidushin. What the bina nedim b'shas ma'isa mishum de'alfina davar davar mimamun? Uma ina nedim b'shas ma'isa l'negichas shor? Afi yavinan ha'ita'usa deknas yekimo kiddushin mikol mokom kim shekvar hoda rabba mechaber d'lodom l'din nefashos akati shayich b'knas edus ha'idei tziruf kagon echad omer etmol nogach shoro v'acher hoya imo v'echad omer hayom nogach shor acher v'gamkein on echad hoya imo kim de b'shas ma'isa. Are you base Edom the Skyv Shop or Knat? That's an interesting question, right? Let's say you have two Edom who come and they say, you know, each Ed says, I was in the morning when the Kiddushin took place in front of myself and someone else. And the guy in the afternoon says the same thing. Is that Edom Kiyum? You have two Edom who are Mevarer about two different Maisa Kiddushins. Same thing they wanted about Knas, right? Let's say there were two Edom at the Negicha, right? But there are separate Ein Echads who are made about two different Negichos that were witnessed by two Edom. Mekomokom anachnu b'chayev and osa Edei Tziruf. V'shayich shaper kavachomer. V'zeh shayi b'shas maisa beis Edom. Ein inin lomar shein kan Tziruf rak beis Edom yachad. V'chein pirish arayvit hodah achar hodah mitzdarfit. Achar kach lo hoil rabba mechaber. Klum b'chidusha shirotza lahashvos knas l'kidushin. Now, if you're the kidushin guy, gavin him amar kol echad hoya imo hoya mitzdarfin. Ilab the isha shayich be nefashos. Bedino kidini nefashos. Now, the truth is, this may all be true. That's not what the nesivis didn't argue about that. Vayin be shmuel shenosin tam l'divret tosefta mishun d'dami and so on. V'od v'habitam shen eschayiv knas v'lo hoya edim b'shas maisa Yachar's man har beit topat zanizak shelo be'edim the islay migu the hemel of shen eschayiv knas shelo mafkinim in the apagab the shas negicha lo yo'edim b'davar, meaning he's trying to show, is there edik kiyum in knasos? V'afilu b'modim mezun mumchim, right? Ela shelo yachayiv al pi atzmo avo zet lo al pi atzmo mezchayiv el zenu maminim, right? This is Asher Yoshiyun. Hari Mavur, the Kol She'enu Al Piatzmo, Hari Nuskaib, Kimo Shar Momon, Mizabar. All Yikshe Be'necha Mashakosav Akzosim and Lamentesiv Kotten Vav, the below Edom Lo Mechaib, the Shomari B'Tapas Be'edim, Mishumados Baldin, Shalom B'Fnei Mumchen, Kol Zeb Marshi Asatzmo, and so on. Mashakosav Vimkein Echad, Meid Shirosh and Nuskaib, Knasai Nigikach Shoro, Echad Rosh, Shalom Amos, Vinuskaib, Yitzdarfu, Vavadai Lesa, Vani Omer Kane, Hua Dabar, Shemitzdarfin Knas Mamon. Kidi Isab Sav Perik Hameniach. That's what he says was impossible, even in the most extreme case, the Ksos thinks is absolutely acceptable. Well, if he did a Rabba Mechaber, lo Mitzchayv Knas, Alehecha Shab Bezin Yecholim Lechayv Oidei Maisa Zeh. Vahocha Eina Bezin Yecholim Lechayv Oidei Knas Oidei Maisa Zeh Rak Betzirif Negicha Samuad. Shehu Mamon. Very different case. Mavur de Mitzdarfi Knas Mamon. The ain tlus mishar momon elabamesh in a mitzchayim mi piatzmo. I'm sorry, vein chiluk mishar momon elabamesh in a mitzchayim mi piatzmo. So these are very strong statements of moda b'knas being a technicality, a narrow halacha, you know, something which doesn't even remove knasos from momenus, or the exact opposite, ad kedei kach of seeing it practically like edei kiyum avishos, where the Edim or the Bezdin, again, you don't have to go so far in either case, you know, really are Mechayim. So just one thought as I leave, and then we'll, as we finish this, and then I want to start for a minute, the other, I'll take a question. Oh, first I'll take a question. Yeah, go ahead.
Two things. I think the Ksos maybe Lishitoso, that he even goes to the extreme of comparing, you know, putting Knas and Mammon together, because he thinks Hodah is just, you know, it's not Nimchal Shibud, it's just like a practical prat that basically can't be Mechayim.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. Second question, I understand the Nesivos. Is the Nesivos, how does he get from Asher Yashir and Elokim?
By the way, I'll just add that the question is, how does that fit in the one Simon Aleph also? But the regular din of Hodah Spalding Kamedim Dami should apply. You know, once you don't apply you know, the din of Odom Miftach. I think that's an interesting one. But yeah.
How does the Nesivos get from Asher Yashin Elokim to requiring a Dekiyum? I just don't know, like, is it?
I think what he's saying is that the, that it's not just that it, that, that there's a pot there,
okay,
but that Knas is different than Mamon. The Maisa isn't the Mechayev. Again, you could have said, well, the Maisa isn't Mechayev. The Bez isn't Mechayev, but the Maisa is still a trigger. What he's saying, he's assuming that if it's not Nefasho, I'm sorry, if it's not Mamon or a paradigm of Mamon, then you know, then it's the formalism, I guess. It's the witnessing. He's assuming it isn't just that Modes Poter, but that in order to be Mechayev, I guess there has to be like a presence, something that, you know, that in a way even uplifts the action from a physical action to being a more formal and legal action.
And that's consistent with saying based on the Mechayev as opposed to the Maisa?
Well, I think if you didn't, I think both are extreme. I think what the Excel says is an extreme here, right, and the Nesivos is an extreme. I mean, I think even if you hold that the Mechayev is Bezdin, you don't have to go so far as to say that the Edom are any key. Mm-hmm. So, I think you could say that you can't be Mitzarev two different Knossos without saying that you need Edom Kiyum. I mean, you know, even I don't think even the, you know, the Nesivos would say that, you know, you need Edom Achoreha, you know, that Edom Achoreha Pargon would be a problem. But, or Mechara Geder. But I think that, you know, that's these are different places to draw the line. Yeah.
Just about that seems like the Nesivos hold not that you based in Mechayev, just that Edom are like a shear in a Maisa. So he says a line like based in with Edom that like based in Yechol in Mechayev all day or something.
Right. That, on the condition that there are AD, or the equivalent, I don't know whether it's really AD Kiyum, or he would have, you know, drawn the line a little bit. But, you know, you need Edom on this Maisa. More than simply the biru that it took place. Like, what would the Nesivos say? Like, I think the Tzos is saying, well, according to you, Nesivos, you know, Eid Echad, you know, the Eid Echad, you know, Miuchados, each of whom is being made on a witnessed Nezek, you know, that should prove the point. I don't think that proves the point at all. I think Nesivos would say that's fine, and that doesn't, you know, undermine the requirements of there being something more formal here. But I think there are two very extreme views, with you know, the mainstream being somewhere in between both of them. But again, whether it's Hodah obviating Marshia and being a narrower halacha, just not so narrow, or Bezdin or Edim or, you know, Knas, again, not being a quid pro quo, but being, you know, like an Onesh or a Chiyuv Torah or a Chiyuv to the Rabbanu Shel Olam, you know, etc. I think those are happier, I guess, moderate mediums than, you know, some of these extreme. But it's a fascinating exchange. Yeah.
I thought the board was the same way, since Basin is like the party that's Mechayev.
Yeah.
The same way you need two Edim in Haggadah, so you need the two Edim to be here, Beriyah, so that there's almost like a
that's interesting. I don't think they're saying that. But I think that, you know, is an interesting idea.
It's like I was comparing before, like the Tanya Shuba, like Edim Kiyum thinks that two Edim need to be there, so that, you know, a coal can go out and that people know that the woman's aser.
Okay.
So it's almost like,
well, you don't have that in Knosso. That doesn't make sense.
No, but the point is that the Asher Shion, for some reason, needs to already be present to Shas.
I mean, it's definitely not what they're saying. It's okay. Not what either Xos is. Because they're saying what they think about Asher Shion. I mean, Xos thinks it's very, very narrow and it just interferes with the Koach, you know, to be Mechayev you. And then Nesivos thinks that it's either a poter or it's something that, you know, is you know, it doesn't have the Mechayev can, it's not a tour, it's a poter, it's something that's mafkiya lechiv. It is shtar shenim chal shibona. Anyways, just a comment that I made when we were learning Sanhedrin, but just to, you know, to end with this part with it, that is that it's very fascinating in when the Gemara introduces the requirement of a bezin samuch or smicha, so they inordinately emphasize, you know, the impact that has on the ability to be done dinei knossos. You know, korele rebbe, that's a gemara you'd give on base in Sanhedrin. You know, korele rebbe, you know, v'nosel l'rishus l'adun dinei knossos. And then the gemara goes on to tell the story of Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava, you know, who was moser nefesh to save smicha. And he said, you know, ilav hai gavra or something like that. you know, Dine Knossos would be lost, you know, to Klal Yisrael. So it always troubled me a little bit. And that some of the Mepharshim asked this question. What do you mean Dine Knossos? There are much bigger fish to fry than Dine Knossos, right? I mean, Dine Nefashos is obviously more crucial for Klal Yisrael even than Dine Knossos. So I think it's an interesting question. Again, there could be other answers. I think people do give other answers. Dine Nefashos has other additional requirements. You need a Bezdin sitting in Lishas Hagazis, so Smicha is not enough for that. Or maybe we're just talking about, you know, even Dine Maminus. But I always thought, again, the more you think that, you know, Bezdin, you know, are the Mechayiv, and also they are the Mechayiv because they're also the representatives of Elohim, Elohim, you know, in this process, you know, to be matil this onesh in the case of Knossos. So it's, you know, it's not just that technically you need, you know, Elohim, Mumchin, to impose Knossos. But Knossos really, like, embodies, you know, what the Koach of Bezdin, the fact that Bezdin isn't just, you know, serving a judicial function, or a birur function, or a repository of, you know, of Torah, that and more, that they're yotzrim, and that they're, you know, kind of the Rabbonu Shalom's you know, representatives in this process, which explains many, many things about smicha and all those things which we did at the time, and I don't want to go through again. But again, you know, we're just, since we're going through, you know, some modem miftar issues and, you know, the question of Shuas Eidus, Shuas Bikadoni, Karon Knas, and some of these questions, it's just worth, you know, thinking about at minimum. Okay, so let's talk. I know we have to stop, but just let's at least establish. Adam, want to just read us the lines for a second? Let's start talking about the Harsha, and we'll go as quickly as we can through it. So again, there are a lot of really, really other good topics. We have to speak about Umdana next after that, and then we'll probably go quickly to Shemos Hashem on Lamed Hey. But yeah, go ahead. Tamad Ish Ploni.
Tamad Ish Ploni Kohim. Ish Ploni Levi. Hamana Leploni Biad Ploni Chayavin. So it implies that even if you're talking about someone else's Chayav, Maman, it's Chayav. Hakatoni Seifo. Achi Ish Mimipi Atoveya. Later in the Mishnah. Amashmo Bibaba Harsha. I Bihame Nahardoi Lokasvin and Orchestra Metatale. Hanimili Hechid Kofre, Eva Lokofre Kasvinon.
Okay, so this is where the Gemara introduces that there is a difference between Ish Ploni Kohen, there's a difference between having a Harsha and not. And then the question arises, why Dafka Harsha? First of all, the requirement of Mipia Toveya, there are two things I want to say. One is just remind everybody. The requirement of Mipia Toveya certainly is a Tanai Kadum, it's a sine qua non for Korban Shua Zayas. No question about that. And we already talked about the fact that that could also be the makar for being a sine qua non and Dine Maminus for the Chavos Haggadah, at least according to the Rambam, right? But just to remind everybody that in addition to that question, there's also a very interesting question. If you don't have Mipia Toveya, so are you just lacking the conditions for Chiyuv Korban Shua Zayas? Or are you also lacking the shame Shuasa Eidos? Okay, where does that question come up in the Mainav Kamina? See? It's a little chazara, but just, you know, to remember, because it's a little important.
Can I repeat the question?
Saying, if you don't have Mipia Tobeya, number one, the question of Mipia Tobeya is relevant to Chovas Haggadah. It's a point number one. Point number two, I'm just pointing out that you need Mipia Tobeya clearly to be Chayav Korban Shuasa Eidos, but if you don't have it, right, is it... and there's not going to be a korban shua se'edos. Is there a shame shua se'edos? Like, how nachutz, how defining, how core a requirement is mipia toveya, is what I'm asking. Where does that come up in l'may nafka mina? And where do we have it?
In the Mishnah's Lamed Hey. The Mishnah's Lamed Hey.
Well, Lamed Hey? We'll get to Lamed Hey, but even before that, l'may nafka mina? Possibly, according to many Rishonim, just a chazara. You remember? It's ringing a bell. Hoodie? No? Shmuel?
Pitui?
Shmuel Pitui. Who talks about it?
I mean, a lot of the Rishonim and Chafei talk about it.
Particularly, who introduced it in that context? Because the Rishonim don't, the Rashi doesn't bring it in there, and the Gemara doesn't bring it in there. Who does? Mordechai?
Is it the Ramban?
Excellent, exactly. The Ramban in Mechamos, when he was weighing, you know, what about Eid Kosher? Right? That was a babe, you know, Roy Leidos. You know, everybody agrees you need Roy Leidos, but if you don't have Roy Leidos, it's still Indian Ptur Shuas Bitu. Is there a shame Shuas Eidos? That's a debate, as we know. We debate between the Rishon. And then we have the issue of Chutz Lebezdin, right? So the Ramban, both in Chidushim and in Mechamos, Chidushim and Chafei and the Mechamos, right, introduces the problem of Mipiat Tovayim. Right? He thinks that that too isn't just a requirement, that's important, but that it is a core definition. Without Mipiat Tovaya, you have Shuas Bitu, you don't have Shuas Hayatis. Okay. So now the bigger question is, that's important to know, but so it's the problem of Mipiat Tovaya can be solved by Harsha, as opposed to what, Adam?
Shlichus.
Seemingly as opposed to Shlichus, because otherwise why mention Harsha? Right? Shlichus is a far more ubiquitous, you know, and seemingly less complicated category, right, than Harsha. So if the point is simply that someone else, you can't say Ish Ploni, right, you know, the first thing tripping off your tongue is not going to be the Baba Harsha. Correct? Okay, so the question is, why isn't, if Shlichus is no good, which is the view of all Rishonim except, we don't know yet.
Didn't say it.
Anybody?
Balamor.
Except for the Balamor. Excellent. Mm-hmm. If Shlichus is inadequate, which is the view of all Rishonim except for the Balamor, then it sounds like this requirement of Mipiat Tovei is a pretty big thing. Right? It's almost like a davar shebegu. Like, why can't you? Is a davar shebegufo meaning what? You either, which has one of two opposite meanings, either you need the personal touch. I mean, you need the personal touch, you matter. But either because it is a personal thing, this quest, this demand, this imploring. We'll say if it's personal, we'll call it imploring, right? You know, can't say this implore, so we'll call this imploring, or. You know, the reason it needs to be personal isn't because it needs to be personal, but because maybe, you know, it's too disconnected from anything. The problem isn't that it isn't personal enough. The problem is that it's not official enough without Harsha. So Harsha either makes it more personal or makes it more jurisdictional, if you will. By which I mean, same thing that we were talking about when we were talking about Antler and Morsha, right? When the Rishonim, some of the Rishonim said, well, there's a difference between a Morsha for a Toveya and a Morsha for a Nitva. A Morsha for a Nitva is a problem because, you know, what's he asking, having him do? Right? The Morsha for the Toveya, there's a jurisdictional element, there's some chut that he's giving him to collect the, you know, or to claim on his behalf, not to be only defensive or only passive. So the requirement of Harshav versus Shlichos, according to Al Rishonim, but the Balamor implies that Mipia Toveya is either very personal or that it's insufficiently transferable, right, to someone because it just isn't legally substantive enough. But either way, what that means is that Harshav, either one or the other or both, is able to surpass Shlichos either as a personal, you know, a extension or representation, or it fills the vacuum on the jurisdictional level in terms of what it allows you or makes you, the kesha that it builds between you, let's say, and this Din Torah. So that's what we have to try to figure out. What is Harsha adding to the mix? And the bigger question, Harsha is, you know, more than, let's say, Shlichus, but it's within, you know, it's Shlichus plus, it's within the Parsha of Shlichus, or Harsha is really a kind of Zechia or Hakna, in which case, you know, it's not Shlichus at all. Why would you need that here? And if it is Shlichus plus, you know, what does that tell us about the hierarchy of Shlichus? So that's the task that we're going to begin to discuss on Thursday. Okay?